There is inspirational music.
And flow like a wind.
A dramatic poetry reading and a money collection to pay for the rented hall. The Sunday Assembly Movement, which started in Britain last year, has come to Los Angeles one Sunday each month. Amy Boyle helped set up the Los Angeles Assembly, which she says is godless.
The organizers don't, you know, believe in a personal God, and we realize that most of the people attending don't. We don't spend a lot of time belaboring that point. We feel like if that's our starting point, then the next question is, what do we do from here?
Meeting other skeptics is part of the attraction of the once-a-month assembly, says Louise Monaco.
Because a lot of people who are atheists and agnostics and skeptics and so forth feel very isolated in the mainstream world, and it's difficult to find a community in which you can speak honestly and openly without expecting some degree of religious condemnation.
A secular studies professor highlights the blessings of disbelief. The Pew Research Center says 1 in 5 Americans and 1/3 of those under the age of 30 have no religious affiliation. Professor Phil Zuckerman says many still miss Sunday meetings.
There is a percentage of people who have walked away from religion who still crave the things that religion provides, other than the supernatural beliefs, like community, things for kids, moral and ethical engagement with the wider community out there, causes for social justice, music.
Members have the chance to volunteer with local charities. Some help children with their studies at this housing project. Organizer Ian Dodd says members of this movement see some value in religion.
It's been said before, but we're trying to take the best bits of organized religion and just jettison the part that doesn't work for us. In a way, we're trying to keep the bathwater while we throw out the baby Jesus.
And create congregations for growing numbers of non-believers. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.